Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players right across the country. This week, our guest just led Team Canada West to a gold medal at the World Junior A Challenge. Join us now is Mike Reagan, the head coach of the team. Mike, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Gino. It's a pleasure to be on.
The fifth gold for Canada West since joining the tournament back in 2006. You were part of the winning team back in 2015, but this is your first time as the head coach leading into gold. How significant was this for you personally?
Well, it's a different feeling, that's for sure. You know, I was very fortunate to be a part of the team a couple of years ago and have players like Tyson Jost and Dante Fabro and, you know, a few other great players. That team was almost a dream team, and you know, being the video coach was special to be a part of that and gain some experience. But obviously when you're the head coach, there's a little bit more pressure on you. And, you know, it's something that I thought that I was ready for and was very excited about the opportunity and to not only represent the Flin Flon Bombers, but the SJHL and Hockey Canada. So it was quite the experience and was very, very happy when I got the news that I was going to be the head coach and obviously ecstatic that we were able to win gold.
And to do it over Team USA. This is the team that won gold last year. They beat your team 2-1 the preliminary round. What did that mean? An extra personal sense of accomplishment getting by the Americans?
Well, you know, like it was kind of a dream matchup, you know, Canada-US for a gold medal. We've watched that so many times in the Olympics and the World Juniors and that sort of thing. And, you know, our guys were amped up about it. They were disappointed with the loss in the round robin. We felt that we played real well against them. And I think it gave us a little more confidence heading into the game that we could play with them and not only play with them, but we felt that we could beat them. And, you know, so the guys were real excited about having a second opportunity. And obviously in the finals, I think is the cherry on top. And, you know, was just real proud of the way the guys responded and how hungry they were. And, you know, I thought we played a very intelligent game and played to our strengths.
You know, it's interesting because we always talk about the players going through the system and then going on to, you know, playing the NHL. You coached a number of guys who are now playing the NHL, many, many more who are playing in U.S. college hockey, Canadian University hockey. What's it like year after year to be a part of that experience? You must have some great moments when you look back in your coaching career where you just were able to share some terrific moments with guys who played for you.
Well, it's incredible. It feels like every time you go to this event or to camp or get to be a part of it, you learn something. And I think that's, you know, the most important thing. We get to learn from the players and the players learn from us. And, yeah, I've been very fortunate to coach some great players. And, you know, it's exciting because, you know, that you're a part of helping them get to the next level and hopefully you have a positive influence on them. And, you know, it's just been a terrific experience and to see how some of these guys are, you know, you're talking about the best, 22 players in Western Canada that we got to coach and you can see why they are. And there's a reason why we won because of the character of the guys. And obviously they've got to have skill and that, but, you know, just the way they bought in and developed throughout the tournament, I think that's the most exciting thing. And like I said, just to have a hand in helping them get to the next level is very special.
It must be fun for you to look at these players and think, geez, this guy looks really good. I bet you this guy catches on down the road. I want to ask you specifically about your goalie, Zach Rose. Named the tournament MVP, a goals against of 1.6, save percentage of over 940. Was he head and shoulders the best player in this tournament? Is this the kind of kid that you can see going to do some great things?
I really can, you know. I mean, it was amazing to see him rise to the occasion. You know, he came in as the backup for us. And to be honest with you, throughout camp, you know, through the goalie session and as camp went on, he just got better and better and started to catch your eye a little bit more. And, you know, we're very happy with our decision, obviously, with him, you know, carrying our team to winning a gold medal. But, you know, his poise and his character, you can see that this guy really likes the spotlight and that he's not affected by it. And, you know, I just thought that when we needed a big save, he was always there for us and the way he competed and battled for loose pucks. And, you know, I think that gave our team a shot in the arm you know, it allowed our offense to gain some confidence, and he made saves until they could get going. And you know, we exploded for five in the semifinals, and then we were able to get five on the American. So, you know, he was a big reason why we were able to accomplish what we did and give our guys a lot of confidence.
Hey, Mike, congratulations on the accomplishment. I'm sure it's something that you and your players will never, ever forget, because this is quite the gold medal. Congratulations for it, and good luck the rest of the way with the Flin Flon Bombers.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
That was Team Canada West head coach Mike Reagan, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Coming up, who's going to be some of Canada's stiffest competition for gold at the World Junior? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, joins us next. You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is the holiday edition of MasterCard Junior Hockey Magazine.